As energy bills continue to soar in Delaware, Wilmington, residents are being encouraged to sign up for a new community solar program. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Zoe Reed reports residents can get credits on their utility bills.
Energy costs are going up because of a supply-demand imbalance, an increased power demand from data centers, and slow construction of new power generation. And that cost is being passed on to ratepayers. Local lawmakers say community solar is a potential solution. These programs allow residents to receive energy from a shared solar farm and get solar credits that automatically appear on their electricity bills. Developer-operator Dimension Energy has partnered with community solar provider Ampion to enroll Wilmington residents who could save about $300 on their energy bill each year. Brandon Smithwood is the vice president of Dimension Energy.
These are projects that could come online quickly, help the grid operate better, but also provide immediate relief to customers, many of whom don't really have options to cut their electric bills.
Smithwood says community solar is an alternative to installing solar panels, which are expensive and not an option for renters. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Since 2017, Philly has been home to the nation's only accredited circus school, but now it's shutting down. Shauna Kennedy, executive director of the Circadium School of Contemporary Circus, says she was inspired to create the school after seeing such schools in Europe.
When you have just a bit of government backing, the art form begins to take off. You get more and more artists that turn into this whole ecosystem. You have thriving festivals, you have residency spaces, you have like a whole artistic universe that kind of builds around the school institution.
But she said financial and administrative challenges made it impossible for the school to continue, especially after the loss of federal art funding. This is WHYY.